Ah, shit, what's going on, people? It's your boy Woozle. We'll be back with another Thoroughbred Talks. I ain't gonna hold you. One thing I need to get better at as a whole is intros and outros on these shits and some of my videos in general, because I just be pressing record, record shit, making my commentary and content to being a ghost. But anyway, y'all know the drill by now. If you don't, make sure you copy yourself with that Woozle merch. Know what I'm saying? It's teespring.com/Woozle. Know what I'm saying? I got a couple new lineups up there, and I got some more I actually want to make too, but those are gonna require a lot more fucking time because the characters I want are detailed and I'm terrible at art, so I gotta find an artist who could actually do that shit. It's content creator. Anyway, and make sure if you are listening to this podcast on our podcast, you do rate this thing 5 of them stars. I do appreciate it, brings in new listeners and helps me get that algorithm. And as well as you listen to this thing on Spotify or any other platform that you hear your podcast from, whether it be Anchor, Stitcher Radio, I think Google Podcasts as well. Make sure you tell a friend, tell two friends, tell your auntie and your mama, and make sure you share it on your social media platforms, because I know you got them. I know you got them shits, so stop playing. So today, folks, we got a little bit of the gaming stuff to talk about, a tad bit of life stuff, and then we're going to go ahead and get Ghost. You dig what I'm saying? So first things first that I think is hilarious, and I'm actually about to switch... Know what I'm saying, like little screen things right here, and it is Battlefront 3. So y'all know I love Battlefront, y'all know I love Star Wars, grew up on the shit, damn near played every game that ever came out for that shit. Yeah, damn near every one. I played a shit ton of them, and it pains me to say that we're probably never going to see a DICE made Battlefront 3. Like, we're probably never gonna see that shit. And the main reason is because in the article, I think I read this thing on GameSpot, basically it got the big hard no by EA. And if you don't know EA, you know, the publisher, whatever, they won like the worst gaming company, like I think it's like 2 or 3 years in a row or some shit. It was either them or Ubisoft, but they won that shit a couple times too. You know, one of the most hated companies, because they find a way to nickel and dime their consumers and shit like that, and their microtransaction like practices are re-friggin' ridiculous. I mean, to give y'all a bit of the backstory about the whole Battlefront situation. So Battlefront, the first one, came out bare bones, lackluster content, did mediocre initial sales, but didn't do good like long-term sales or even as DLC, because the DLC wasn't even that good either. And the game was fun. It literally felt like Star Wars met Battlefield put together in a more updated fashion, because a lot of people, me included, played the original Battlefront 1 and 2, and 2 is the GOAT, don't argue. So yeah, we played that and went into the new one like, oh, it's gonna be fun, it's gonna be dope. But like, even the beta had like limited content, which is kind of sketchy considering how betas before, during, and even after, looking at hindsight, we get like, you know, eight maps or some shit, like actually not eight, but you know, like 4 or 6 maps, a couple different game modes, some classes, we could grind it up, the shit transfers onto like the actual game if we buy it, so on and so forth. So you basically have incentive to play the game later on and purchase it, you dig? So when that game came out, didn't do good, it ended up flopping. People were like, you know, you get one more chance and you know, get it right, because we love Star Wars, and Star Wars has a very huge fan base, kind of toxic, but I mean, like, what fan base isn't, to be honest with you? But the fan base is re-fucking ridiculous and OD. So when the second one dropped, after like the first one didn't do that well, after the second one came out, we was excited because it did almost did everything right. Gameplay felt good, it was smoother, the graphics were amazing. I mean, you're seeing it right now above me, and this is like the beta stream, like when the game first dropped. What am I saying? Oh yeah, so like the game dropped, it was fun, great, more content, this, that, and the third. But then there was one glaring problem. So the problem is, or the problem that was that the worst player on the team and the best player of the team would get the same amount of credits, and credits would help you make in-game purchases so you could buy star cards. And star cards are literally like how it was in NBA 2K16 and 15 to 16, I think, and even 17 or 15 to 16. I know it's a 16, where you basically have like a damn Yu-Gi-Oh ability card, and you have these bonuses and benefits that can literally tip the scales and make you overpowered, right? sounds harmless because it's like, well, I mean, everybody's getting credit, so it should be fair, right? No, considering I'm the best player, I should get way more credit than the worst player. And the bullshit doesn't stop there, because when the full game came out, they had microtransactions, which nobody really batted a complete eye to. And I mean, like, you know, we were looking at EA, but we weren't necessarily thinking it was going to be crazy. We're thinking, you know, it's going to be cosmetics and shit like that. And the credits were going to be used in game only. And, you know, the more premium currency will be for skins, like how it is in Overwatch. You dig what I'm saying? We're thinking like that. Wrong. So if you, their practices for like the crystals and whatnot was ridiculous, where you can literally just outright buy everything day one and be a god. And to the people who don't spend the buku bucks on these games, or, you know, trying to play, it's just, it just creates completely and totally unfair environment. Not to mention, they would give you credits at such a low rate to the point where it became utterly useless to even try to grind up the credits, because, like I said, the best player and the worst player get the same amount, which wasn't much. So you'd be enticed to buy said crystals and whatnot. It got so bad, in fact, and this is how I know the gaming community actually has power when they grow a pair of nuts and a fucking backbone. Because once word got out, because I mean, everybody was making a video about the situation, you literally couldn't turn like on a damn website article, like news page about gaming, without seeing EA's ridiculous microtransaction practices and shit like that. Because it got so bad where it hit news, and I don't think it hit the news, but, you know, hit like big time, like gaming websites and shit like that, and every content creator was talking about it, and nobody was really playing the game because of it. That's how bad it got. Like, it, I think at one point it had like the lowest player count, like on any release new title. Like, it was ridiculous. And basically what happened was EA turned off the microtransactions, like literally turned it off, that way nobody could buy the crystals or anything like that anymore. It was done for. And essentially what happened after that was, after, you know, they was like, oh, well, you know, we're gonna take it out, you know, we understand that it was ridiculous. And they did the PR thing where they try to say, oh, we're just trying to give players who don't have time an option. That's their favorite word whenever they try to justify their super money hungry microtransaction practices. They always say that it's an option, to which it is, and that is truthful. However, that option way too much, and it outweighs the fucking the ability, want, drive, whatever you would want to call it, to even grind out the in-game currency. That's literally what they do. That's what a lot of these games do. I mean, granted, now if you could grind 2K pretty damn confidently, but before it was kind of ridiculous. But that's a whole different game. We're not even gonna talk about that. But yeah, it essentially got so deep that they had to take it out. And they love to say, they use, like, you know, like I said, the PR word, that it was just an option for players who don't have time to grind out the game. To which anybody else would say, dog, there's no point in having that, because the average player who knows they're going to need to put some type of time in is not going to buy the game. We're not going to put that time in, whether you give them the option to or not. You dig? I mean, that's stupid. Call of Duty, I mean, before microtransactions and shit like that were ridiculously OD. Motherfuckers who want to grind the game will grind the game. Those who didn't. It's pretty simple. So giving them that option and using that terminology and that word of option is just a BS PR move that they use to kind of make it seem like, oh, well, we never intended it to be like this. Yes, the fuck you did. We're not dumb. I'm not going to say all of us. I'm not going to say we're, but a good portion of people are not that fucking stupid to believe that bullshit. So after they got called out on their BS and it hit news and like the shit was off, more people started playing the game and grinding it out. They even adjusted the credit scaling as well a little bit. But what also happened was, it kind of got the entire foot up their ass, was was that Disney, who owns, you know, Star Wars, like owns that property, told EA, get your shit together, because they were losing like sales on the shit, because they get money off of this game because it's using their IP and their intellectual property, Star Wars, Hader. So they're not making no bread off it. EA definitely not making no bread off it. So they're like, we gonna take this from you and give it to somebody else. If I'm not mistaken, I think they even took away like their ability to they don't have this property anymore. I don't think they do, because I think Ubisoft's actually making a game, a Star Wars, a single player game. So yeah, EA ended up, you know, getting their head out their asses, and they kind of got exposed a little bit because people weren't playing the game. And then when they took out all the microtransaction shit, people started playing it, started gravitating towards it. And, you know, it became a normal game again. But, you know, EA, they want their money. They're greedy as shit. They're greedy. This gaming industry shit, that if there's anything that you'll learn, is that it's incredibly money hungry. It's a very lucrative business to get in and things of that sort, because the way that people get nickel and dimed out of content or just in general is ridiculous. That microtransaction shit was a slippery slope back in like 2013, and it's only gotten worse to the point where it's like normal. Granted, while some companies do it better and some games do it better, the popular ones just really don't give a shit, honestly. It's kind of sad. But continuing on. So after Disney got in the ass about it, EA finally got together, and then the game ended up, you know, being worked on, and it's actually a very good game at its current state right now. They ended up giving everybody, if you had like Epic Games, like the free deluxe edition, which came with all the DLC and all the characters and shit like that, so you didn't even have to grind them out. So that was good. But after they did that, like a couple weeks later, they stopped producing content for the game, because they put out like their last little update for it, and they're not going to make any more. This is when tragedy strikes. So people have been waiting for a Battlefront 3, considering that we would have hoped that EA has learned their lesson and they're not going to try to fuck the consumer as blatantly and as obvious as they did before, that we could possibly get a good Battlefront game that could resemble Battlefield as it has, and even as much as the actual microtransactions themselves. Something easy like that. Boy, was we wrong, because... Oh, jeez. Because that immediately got shut down. So DICE was actually trying to work on one, trying to get one ready, or trying to get one popping to get the shit ready for it. For us, I mean. After they told EA or told EA about it and shit like that, they basically told them no. And they gave them some BS PR answer, where it was all like, yeah, we don't really see the need to put it out and things of that sort. It's not necessarily cost effective and shit like that, because we basically can't make no money off it. Long story short, the reason why they're not going to make any money off, the reason why they're not going to put out another Battlefront 3 or put out a Battlefront 3 is because, like how most games are like kind of entering that whole live server thing where they basically like update it and you either pay for like the cosmetics or like the DLC and shit like that. EA can't do that because they got put on blast last time and it went terrible for them, right? So they're basically not going to put one out because they can't nickel and dime the consumer, and they don't see no profit in not being able to do said thing. So because they can't do it, they're not going to put out another Battlefront. That really does suck, I'm not going to lie to you, because I was hoping we was going to get it, but doesn't like we're going to, because unless they can, you know, get us out of our money for, you know, an entire year, they're not going to do it. They can't just put out a game to put out a couple things here and there or just make completely cosmetic. They refuse to do so. So EA could hold on these for that one. It sucks, because I would love to see another Battlefront that actually features the entire Battlefront or Star Wars roster. Because, I mean, we haven't seen Mace Windu since Battlefront 2 on the OG PS2. You know what I'm talking about. Plus, we got all these new damn Jedi and whatnot. Not to mention, we could even use some of the comic book characters, shit like that. I'm just saying. But we ain't never gonna see it, and that hurts my soul. So yeah, Battlefront 3, go ahead and let go of hopes. Only thing we're gonna get is, I think, another Star Wars Jedi, Fallen Order. We're gonna get like a second one of that. Then that one got confirmed. And then the Ubisoft game that's supposed to be along the lines of The Division, which I'm not gonna lie, I am scared as hell about, because I am not the biggest fan of The Division. Fuck you, Biggie. I'm not the biggest fan of The Division. Because I just get bored with it, and I could play looter shooters. I mean, technically speaking, one of my favorite games is a farming looter shooter, fucking Warframe, but I'm not the biggest fan of Division in the slightest. So, anyway, yeah, we're not gonna get another Battlefront, and that sucks major dick. Thanks, EA, for being greedy. But continuing on with other information, things of that sort. Fortnite, in case y'all didn't know, I think we talked about this in the Runnels Games podcast a while ago, or we just got in the DM and never really discussed it. They added Naruto characters. So they added, I think, Naruto, Sasuke, Kakashi, and Sakura. Sakura, whatever, Sakura, whatever, deal with it. I don't care. Fucking dorks. But yeah, she's been added to the game, or they've all been added to the game of Fortnite. And I just want to just add the segment in. I would have never thought, guessed, or thunk in the slightest that we would ever have seen a Fortnite, or seen Fortnite have as many characters as they do. To give y'all the type of, you know, idea of how wide the spectrum is on who they got John Wick, they got Rick and Morty, they got Naruto, they got Kratos, they got Master fucking Chief, and they got Chun-Li. That should give you an idea of how wide that spectrum of like just characters they got in that game. I would have never guessed that a freaking free-to-play damn battle royale would do some shit like that, but Epic Bag different, I guess. I just wanted to know how many of y'all are actually still playing Fortnite. Let me know in the comment section below in the video version of this thing. Like, how many of y'all are still playing this? I fell out of that shit after like season two. Once motherfuckers started cranking out entire buildings in 2.5 seconds, I was like, yeah, I'm done. I liked it better when all we did was just cramp ramps and ladders. Now we cramp crafting whole houses. I'm straight. I am good. But other gaming news that I think I ran on to. Hold on. Give me one quick second. There was, I forgot to actually note this shit down entirely. Oh, Battlefield 2042. So this, I'm not going to say got review bombed, but actually kind of did get review bombed because that shit got more negative reviews than positive reviews, and rightfully so, because EA again and DICE as well, because y'all putting the shit out. Y'all in these Battlefield releases, dog, why do they come out so fucking buggy year after year? It's literally like on some Bethesda shit where people say, well, it's Battlefield. Can we stop with that mindset, please? It's this. That doesn't make it okay. That doesn't make it okay in the slightest. If your dad freaking beats you when he drinks and you say, oh, that's how what he's like when he drinks, the motherfucker should stop drinking then. Like, stop buying the shit. Like, I got the game for free thanks to EA Access Pass or whatever. I'm not paying for none of their games. I'm cool on paying the $15 a month to play these games for free, get some content, and if I want it, I'll keep playing it, and if I don't, then I'm done with it. I like doing that more. So this game, you can fall through the map. The textures still don't load in all the way when they're supposed to when, you know, you're first in the match. The lag is re-freaking ridiculous. Because I got pretty damn good internet here, and I literally get slingshotted. The frame drops are terrible. The game's not optimized for PC, and I've upgraded my drivers. I have a fucking RTX 2060. I think it's supercharged, too. But, yeah, I got an RTX 2060 Super. Yep. And, yeah, I like this game. The frames are terrible. I got like 32 gigs of fucking RAM, dog. Like, there's no reason why I should not be able to run this game at a smooth 60 plus. I get this. I'd be playing this shit. Or at least tried to play it before I quit and got irritated. I literally played this thing like at 15 frames at one point and couldn't get a kill because I couldn't see nobody. So yeah, the game came out terrible. Even the sound still will clip in and out from time to time as well. It's like playing Battlefield 4 in 2021. It's ridiculous. DICE, EA, get your shit together. Stop putting out these games like this. It's just stupid. Because I just want to play the game. Like, I had to download it on my Xbox. I can't play it on my PC. And I prefer to play all my FPSs on PC on keyboard and mouse because I got used to it. So, playing on my Xbox controller is annoying. And the fact that I'm literally stuck doing this because of y'all shitty optimization is... it's unacceptable. It's so unacceptable. But continuing on with other stuff, Halo Infinite, I don't think it was the beta. Well, either way, they gave us like early access to the multiplayer, and everybody named mom, I've been playing it, and it's fun as hell. I'm not gonna lie, I'm thoroughly enjoying playing Halo Infinite more than anything. It's nice, it's a good change of pace. I don't really play Call of Duty that much, but it's just nice to play Halo. And it reminds me why I'm so terrible at it, but it also reminds me why that game kind of changed, you know, gaming as we know it. It was like one of those games for real, and it's still so much fun. There's nothing more satisfying to getting a sword and uppercutting the motherfucker. There's nothing better than hear that pop sound when you get a headshot on somebody with that battle rifle. Sniping somebody with the sniper still feels just delicious, and playing capture the flag is still fun as hell, as well as oddball. Like, it's just a very fun experience. It's great. It is so much fun. The only thing, that I wish is that I wasn't so ass. Like, I don't really have too many negatives to say about it. It's still fun. I mean, randoms are going to be randoms. So there's no point in really me complaining about that. Overall, it's just a really fun fucking game. Like, you know how we talked about, like, I just want to play a game that's, like, fun? That's Halo. It's fun. Granted, I get irritated when my team stinks or when I can't get a kill. You know, it's whatever. It's whatever. Because I'm still having fun raging. And even so much so, I don't even rage that damn bad. Sometimes when I play, I just be like, motherfuck. Like, one of them, like, which is, like, the calm shit. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I'm enjoying it. I can't wait for the full thing to come out, because I think this is, like, it's not the full shit, because we're still missing some content. Like, I know they have, like, they're gonna have different, like, gaming, like, game modes that you could actually pick to just play that specific game mode, because as it stands right now, you got big team battles, you got quick play, and then you got the 4v4 mode, and then you got ranked. And ranked is, like, a bunch of different game modes, so you'll have your grip ball, your captured flag, your slayer, and shit of that sort. I know they're gonna have, you know, shoddy snipers and big team battle, or specifically slayer and snipers only type stuff. I'm pretty sure they're gonna have that upon the full release. But as it stands right now, I'm enjoying it. So far, game's been pretty cool. I mean, walkthrough channel, I'm not gonna lie, that shit is the most raid-inducing shit I'm doing thus far. Cause these games be fucking cheating. But other than that, I mean, just like on the regular gaming tip, dog, it's been cool. I'm not gonna lie to you, I did stop playing 2K a little bit. I mean, like, online. I play my league because that is, like, the most fun game mode to me. It's just literally just playing that. I plan on creating, like, an entire class, like an entire roster. But thus far, when I tell you, pure enjoyment, there's nothing more fun than making a character, like a god character, for real, putting him on a team, seeing if y'all can win, or make an entire team of gods going against other team of gods and seeing who's going to come out on top. Thoroughly enjoyable and stressful at the same time, because sometimes your team just be taking up bullshit, meanwhile their team is just generational miracle worthy, but we ain't going to talk about that too damn much. That's about it for the gaming stuff. As for the life stuff, by the time this probably gets uploaded, Thanksgiving will have passed. So happy Thanksgiving again, because I know I said that in the last podcast. Happy holidays if you don't celebrate, whatever. As well as Black Friday, by the time I upload this, it'll be today. Don't be a dick, okay? Then people don't want to be there dealing with your attitude and bullshit. They don't. Every year somebody get killed, stomped, trampled, beat up, robbed, shot, stabbed, kidnapped, thrown in the back of the trunk, got cinder blocks for shoes now, over something dumb. And I swear for Jesus, and I know it's probably gonna happen, so I'm sorry, Lord, but why do y'all feel the need to kill somebody over inanimate objects that are not gonna be worth the damn within a couple years? And I'm talking about these next gen consoles, because they're already restocked, like, at most retailers by now. Like, literally, they're already there. And y'all gonna go ballistic over that shit. I could tell you right now, as somebody who has the next generation consoles, you're not missing much. I promise you, you're not missing much. If you have an Xbox One S, or Xbox One, you actually get Xbox pretty damn easily now, which is good. But if you have an Xbox, I promise you're not missing much from the previous Xbox One. I promise you. It could do basically the same exact thing. We're all playing the same exact fucking games. And if you want a PS5, again, I promise you, you're not missing much, because there's not much difference. We got a couple, you know, new games and a couple titles, but you're not missing much, because y'all are still getting them on your PS4s. Like, I'd really wait, but I mean, if you could get a deal on it, go ahead. And if you want it, go get it. I'm just letting you know, don't y'all lose your minds over these shits, because we don't really unlock the true power of these next gen consoles until, like, the last year before the next ones come out. Or I say, like, last, you know, year and a half roughly. That's when we finally see incredible graphically pleasing games and games that, you know, are fun to play and kind of push the boundary a little bit. We don't really see those at the beginning. Main reason I got this game is for 2K21, and y'all see how that shit bit me in the ass. I could have been on PS4 chilling, but whatever. My PS5 is alright. It do what it need to do, motherfucker. But yeah, folks, just don't lose your minds, especially over no TVs, over none of that shit. be a decent fucking human being. I don't understand why people lose their minds acting like these sales don't happen every year, and as that some new and better shit don't come out every year, and as if it doesn't go on sale throughout the year up until Christmas. I promise you're gonna be all right without that 65 inch. You got a 62 inch in your living room right the fuck now. Them extra inches, you are not gonna notice. I promise you that, because most of y'all can't even tell the difference between 30 frames or 60 frames anyway. Because if you did, you wouldn't be playing on TV, playing on a motherfucking monitor, but we ain't gonna talk about that. But I just seeing them videos on Black Friday at this point, like, disgusts me, because y'all be really losing your minds over this shit, getting into fights, punching babies, kicking kids, and all that shit. Like y'all need help for real. Like, that shit is ridiculous. There's no reason for you to act like a bunch of wild ass animals, and swear to God, oh, we're human, we're better than them. But you act like animals over shit that ain't food. I don't get it. But be nice people to all my people who actually gotta work on Black Friday. With the public, I work in a warehouse, and I'm happy at my warehouse, god damn it. So I ain't gotta be with the motherfuckers. I'll be safe in my warehouse, chilling. But talking about people gotta work, you know, with the public and retail and shit like that, I wish the best for you. I hope y'all have a good damn day to some degree, and I hope that you have whatever relieves your stress waiting for you at the crib. My mind my business on that. We're gonna ride out to that. With that being said, folks, hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Thoroughbred Talks. I know it was on like the short side, but like I said, I try to get these things a little bit shorter, though. I'm not sitting here talking for an hour, because hell, even after like 20 some odd minutes, I get cottonmouth, my lips start getting dry, and I start just wanting to stop talking, so I get myself together. But like I said, make sure you rate this damn podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, and make sure if you listen to this thing on anything else, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Anchor, whatever it may be, that you do share this thing on all platforms. Tell a friend, tell 2 friends, tell your auntie, and tell your mama. It's your boy Woozilla. Be nice to each other, drink water, and brush your tongue, because I'm gone.